Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. So glad that you've joined us today. We do pray earnestly that God will bless you within and without as we gather around His holy word today, and not only get into God's word, but as I always say, more importantly, that we get God's word inside of us. Praise the Lord. Amen. We've got a message today that I believe will bless you because it is God's intention to bless His people, to bless His children, and yes, if you don't know Him, to bless you with the greatest blessing that could possibly be granted or received, and that is the blessing of sins forgiven. And the knowledge that you belong to God, and God, the Creator, has become your Savior, and now we can address Him as our Heavenly Father. Praise the Lord. That means He protects us, and He provides for us, and He leads us and guides us. Praise God. Amen. It's such consolation and comfort in knowing Him today. So if you're not a Christian, we invite you to be our special guest as we study the Word of God today. Please stay tuned and listen. Maybe you have a misunderstanding, a misconception of how God feels toward you and what He offers you in Jesus Christ. We want to clarify very clearly today how much He loves you and how much He loves me. Amen. So, having said all of that, we're getting ready to get into God's Word. If you would like to come to our website, we would be proud if you did. We'd love to have you come. Just type in THCOG. That will take you to the Holy Church of God right here in Tampa, Florida, where this broadcast originates, an affiliate of Independent Assemblies of God International, in good standing since 1974. Praise the Lord. So if you'd like to visit with us, we would be glad that you did. If you have your Bibles today, I want you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 12. One verse of Scripture here today. It says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life." Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And I believe one of the greatest sicknesses that is creeping in to our culture today, with all this land of opportunity and all of the privileges that we have that former generations did not have, is this sickness of hopelessness. The Bible said today, if you're without God, you're without hope in this present world. And the Scripture said one of the things that would happen in the last of the last days, Jesus speaking in the New Testament, that men's hearts would fail them for fear and for looking at what is coming upon the earth. Hopelessness is the result of helplessness to change a seeming impossible situation. Sometimes we feel helpless to change the bitterness or the hurt that is in our own heart. Not just the circumstances around us, but what has happened as a result within us. We want to deal with this crucial issue of hope today. Someone asked me one time, "Pastor, what is most important, hope or faith?" And I tried to explain it this way. If you were in an airplane, miles above the earth flying, and one wing was called hope, and the other wing was called faith, which wing would you prefer fall off the plane? The hope or faith? You would say neither, because it requires both to keep that plane flying. Friend of mine, it requires hope for your faith to work. And it is so vital today. You see, discouragement is common to everybody. There is no one that doesn't experience from time to time discouragement. But as long as we have hope, you won't fall into despair. Despair is that very dangerous condition where there is the absence of hope. And when there's no hope, people give up, give in, give over. And that's what hope is designed to do. Hope is like a life jacket. When the ship goes down, there's no doubt we're discouraged, but we don't go under, and we have hope of rescue. Praise God. And I want to make sure today that even if the ship goes down, that I'm still floating. Hallelujah. I may not be comfortable in that situation, but I still have hope of being rescued. Praise God. And we want to make sure that you're wearing a life jacket today. Praise the Lord spiritually. So we're going to talk about hope, because hope deferred makes the heart sick. When the desire cometh, when that expectation of good is met by a God who will come, maybe not when we want him, but he'll come right on time. His timing is perfect. Hallelujah. And he knows when to step in. Praise God. Just in time. So many times in my life, he didn't come when I wanted him, because I don't want to go through anything for any length of time. I want to just be delivered like that. But God chooses the timing, and he always comes if I keep my trust in him. So today we want to talk about hope. Hallelujah. Because if we don't get a hold of hope, we're going to go from discouragement to despair instead of from discouragement to the victory that God has promised us in Jesus Christ. If you're not a Christian, there's hope for you today. So please stay tuned. This involves you today as well, because before this broadcast is over, God can become your heavenly Father. Your sins can be forgiven. You can be reconciled to him. Hallelujah. And you can have every promise that he's given to his children can be your promises today. And that despair in your life can be replaced with hope and faith. Praise God. So don't miss this message today. Amen. If you want to visit us once again, type in THCOG. Take you to our website. Many tools and sermons and teachings that can bless you. If you would like to come, there are no strings attached. Now, let's get in to Psalm 3 today. Turn with me in your Bible to Psalm 3. I have a real, wonderful, powerful love and respect for the Psalms. And when I went through nervous exhaustion, and I know Christians are not supposed to get that burdened, but I got that burden regardless, and I went through it. And I'm going to tell you something. I looked at people in the mall, and I was working out at a gym, and I was tanned and toned, and this was I was much younger, but I was in my mid-30s, and I looked at people in a mall in a wheelchair that was paraplegic, but they were smiling, and they looked like they were at peace, and they seemed to be enjoying themselves as they either wheeled themselves or were pushed down the mall. And I thought, here I am in a body that it looked strong and healthy and was, but with a mind that was so burnt out and tormented through nervous exhaustion. And I thought, I would gladly trade places to have the peace that person has instead of the torment that I was going through, the mental torment that I was going through. I'm going to tell you something. When you get into that place and God brings you out, you begin to understand how close to despair you seem to be. I thought, Lord, where have you gone? Why have you forsaken me, abandoned me? I'm a preacher. I'm a student of God's word. I'm standing on it. I'm praying to heaven, and it seems that heaven isn't answering, and I'm in this condition, and I'm taking responsibility for holding burdens that I should have cast upon you, worrying when I should have been trusting. But nonetheless, I'm crying out to you, and the answer hasn't come yet, and I'm discouraged. That's when hope is so important. David put it this way. He said, soul, why art thou disquieted, discouraged, cast down within me? Hope thou in God, for he shall yet be the health of thy countenance. Praise God. He's going to turn that frown upside down into a smile. Amen. Because God will bring you through. And He will bring me through. But we need and must have, it's crucial and critical, that we have that biblical definition of hope, which is the confident, glad anticipation of future good. No matter what the immediate situation, we're not without God. And therefore, we're not without hope in this present world. Praise the Lord. Let's read Psalm 3. I went to the Psalms. I went to the Psalms when I was discouraged to keep me from getting into despair. Despair is when you give up hope. Despair is when you quit trusting God. Despair is when you give up on yourself. You give up on God. You just give up and give over and give in. And the Lord doesn't want any of us to find ourselves in that kind of circumstance. You know, Jesus said, I was at a prayer breakfast this morning before making this broadcast, and I could tell there was a man there that was discouraged, very discouraged. He made no bones about it. I'm in deep discouragement. And the reason that we want to give people hope is so they don't go in to despair. All of us, without exception, will know discouragement. But the important thing is that we do not despair. God will lift us up and bring us through our discouragements if we just don't despair. Hope is designed to keep you from despairing. You know, the Titanic has just been re-released in 3D. This epic movie about the sinking of that ship. And friend of mine, I want you to know something. People that were able to get in a lifeboat had hope even though the ship went down. They had the hope of being rescued, and they were rescued. Everyone that found a lifeboat survived the sinking of the Titanic, and everyone without a lifeboat went down. Today, I want to present hope as a lifeboat, that even if the ship goes down, we have hope of being rescued. Praise the Lord. We cannot give up hope. Giving up hope would be like jumping out of the lifeboat. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. And none of us can take that kind of sickness. We all need hope. So David went through these discouragements, but he never, ever, ever despaired. Listen to Psalm 3. He said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. He heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. One translation of verse 3 reads, Lord, you're the one who lifts my head high. In the midst of David's trouble, according to that old commentary, Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown, it said, David, in great distress and with filial confidence, implores God's aid and anticipates relief. Hallelujah. And offers praise. He doesn't even wait until the circumstance changes without, because the circumstance, because of hope, is already changing within. He begins to offer praise. Praise the Lord. And he said, Lord, there's so many that say there's no help for him in God. He might have once give up hope and despair, but he said, Lord, you're a shield for me. You're my glory, and you're the lifter of my head. And because hope is sustained, David didn't go under. He prayed in faith. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. He heard me from his holy hill. And it took the pressure off. He laid himself down and he slept. He said, and I awake. My enemy didn't sneak up on me, destroy me in the night. For the Lord sustained me. You know, there's a scripture that says, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. You know, we're wanting him to sustain us without trusting him with that that's bugging us, and that that's battering us, and that that's breaking us. Cast your burden. Trust him with it. Give it to God. Hallelujah. Trust him that somehow, some way, God is going to work that situation out. God is going to bring you through. God is going to keep you when everything around you is seeming to fall apart. Man, I spoke to this morning clearly in discouragement. And I said to him, I remember that I could see the discouragement in his face. And I said, you know, Jesus said something to us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And actually, in the Greek, it was in the emphatic sense. And to hear it as it was written, it would read like this. I will never, no, never. He wanted us to clearly understand that when we don't feel him and heaven seems brass, it doesn't mean that he has abandoned us. He is with us. Praise God. That's why David rose up in his spirit and said, you're a shield for me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. I will not despair, even though I am discouraged. And listen, if you don't despair, you won't stay discouraged, because hope will begin to bring you up. Hallelujah. Where you use your faith. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said in the New Testament, the New Covenant, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise God. See, hope is that anticipation of future good, because we believe that God does see our needs. He does love us. He does have all power. We are in a covenant relationship with him. Praise God. And we believe Romans 8 and verse 28 that I call the knot at the end of the rope. And I've been to the end of my rope so many times, and I expect to be at the end of my rope, because my rope is pretty short. My personal ability in and of myself to endure things is not that strong at all. I need the Lord, but I have the Lord. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28 says, for we know, not we speculate, it might be, but this is settled. This needs to be settled. For we know that all things, that God is able to make all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. We know. Right? Even when we're going through something we don't understand and we can't see and we can't figure it out, we know something. We know that God is faithful and God is still at work, and God is able, the scripture said, to subdue everything to himself. That means what the devil means for evil, God can still use it. He didn't bring it. He can use it to bring good in our life, in spite of what our enemies want to do against us. I'll tell you, if God's on our side, Paul summed it up this way. He said, what more shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? There's victory in Jesus. Make no mistake about it today. Amen. If you're a Christian, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And even though the enemy tear at you, come against you, hurt you in the sense of your emotions. I want you to know that God can raise you up, praise God, out of the ashes. God can establish you in spite of what the enemy has done. You can come through a trial either better or bitter. Amen. And God wants you to come through it better. Praise God. Amen. You know what he said to ancient Israel? When you go through the waters, they won't overflow you, for I am with you. And when you pass through the fire, it won't be kindled upon you, for I am with you. That's the promise in the Scripture to always give us hope. I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will go with you all the way, even unto the end of the age. If it wasn't for that promise, I couldn't stand the test nor the temptations to despair. But because of his promise, even in the midst of discouragement, I can say with David, soul, you have no reason to be discouraged. God's going to do something to rescue me. I need patience. Hallelujah. How about you? The Scripture said that we have need of patience, that after we've done the will of God. See, hope will allow you to wait. I want to say that again. Hope, the expectation of God's rescue, of good coming out of chaotic situations, of God being able to do this in your behalf, and not only being able, but that he will. Hope will allow you to wait. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 10, you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Praise God. In other words, God will come in his timing. But when he decides in his timing to step in, nothing will stop him. He will come. Praise God. Amen. We're not talking about the second coming of Jesus here. We're talking about when God comes to you to manifest himself in the form of your need. When God comes, he will come and he will not tarry. Used to sing that old song, the answer's on the way. This I know. Jesus said it. I believe it. And it's so. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to kind of change those lyrics to put it in more of a correct theology. Jesus said it. That makes it so. And when we choose to believe it, God is going to give us everything we need to endure until his eternal purpose is accomplished within us. Praise God. We're not like others who have no hope. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thou art a shield for me. You're my glory. And you, Lord, are the lifter of my head. David had an enemy without, but David was no stranger to facing overwhelming giants and armies. This was no Philistine giant or mighty army. This was his own son, and the army that followed him was David's own countrymen. It wasn't the military force that was assembled against David. It was the heartache and heartbreak, the hurt of having his own son want to kill his daddy and take the kingdom. And not only that, but many of David's own countrymen had joined his son to make up this army that threatened him. David now had a greater threat, heartache and heartbreak, discouragement and despondency and despair. Listen carefully today, because this is crucial to my victory and yours. In order to defeat the enemy without, we must first defeat the enemy within. I'm going to say that again. In order to defeat the enemy without, we must first defeat the enemy within. Oh, the New Testament is so clear. It says, now the God of hope fill you with hope in believing. Hallelujah. And the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through the patience and comfort of the Scripture, that we might have hope. Praise God. Amen. God wants to develop this crucial fruit of the Spirit within you and within me called hope, that we never despair, even though we become discouraged. And because we don't despair, God lifts us out of our discouragements. Praise God. Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to today. I can't see you face to face. But God knows exactly who is hearing this message today. And I do not believe that you are incidentally listening, nor am I accidentally ministering. I believe that we are together right now sharing these thoughts by divine appointment. I believe God loves you today. My Bible said His eyes are on the righteous and His ears are open to their cry. And I believe today that if you cry unto the Lord again, even though you don't feel Him, you don't see Him, you don't understand why the circumstance you're in has happened, if you will cry out to the Lord, amen, if you will praise Him anyhow, I believe God will not only bring you through, but I believe He will bring you through with mighty, wonderful, powerful victory today. I believe that with all of my heart. You know why I believe that so completely? Because I've been in that valley. I've been in that place of discouragement. And I don't mean I've been there just one time, but I've been there again and again. But I've never despaired, because God has promised, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I will go with you all the way, even to the end of the age. And He's with me today, and He's with you today. Look up. Look up. Look up. Hallelujah. God did not abandon you. He's waiting for you to cry out to Him. He will lift you up again. He will establish you. He will give you a testimony of where you were and where He took you from. If you don't know Jesus today, I encourage you, I challenge you right now, call upon the name of the Lord. Repent of your sins. Accept Him as your Savior. Suddenly, there will be a sense that I'm not down here on my own. I have God with me now. I can overcome anything. I can come through anything. There's a bright, beautiful future for me, here and in heaven to come. Well, friend, we love you. Don't give up hope. Come back next week and let's talk about Jesus.
Who encamp themselves against me round about. Give the glory.